Thank you for joining us at the First Baptist Church of Coleraine, Massachusetts. It is our prayer that this message will encourage the believer and bring the unbeliever closer to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The scripture this morning, we'll be looking, actually I'll be talking about the entire 11th chapter of Hebrews. I will be only reading a few because there's 39 verses there. And so we'll look at them as we go through. But for this reading this morning, I'm looking at verses 1 through 3 and then verse 6. So that's Hebrews 11, 1 through 3 and verse 6. You're using the Pew Bibles that starts on page 1874. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let us open in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just look to you this morning as to what you have to teach us from this chapter known as the Hall of Faith. Lord, help us to gather everything in that you have for us. Give me the words that I need to share with this congregation. We'll ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Faith by definition and example. I think first thing we need to understand, we know that this faith is based on our salvation, that we have come to realize that we are sinners and that we need the free gift of God, that we need to realize who Jesus Christ is, what he did for us, and what God the Father did for us, providing us a way of salvation to have everlasting life. And that's the foundation for our faith. We look at Hebrews 11 here, giving a definition of faith and examples of faith. And as I refer to, this chapter is often referred to as the Hall of Faith. But first, let's take a look at what Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary has to say about faith. 1A, allegiance to duty or a person, loyalty. 1B, fidelity to one's promises, sincerity of intentions. 2A, belief and trust in and loyalty to God, belief in the traditional doctrines of a religion. 2B, firm belief in something for which there is no proof, complete trust. 3A, something that is believed, especially with strong conviction, especially a system of religious beliefs. Now let's take a look at what some biblical scholars have to say. Faith itself is defined as being sure of what we hope for. Faith gives reality and proof of things unseen, treating them as if they were already objects of sight rather than of hope. Now we see in 11:1, it says to, now faith is being sure of what we hope for, but it also is treating them as already objects, something, even though we can't see them, we believe that they're there. Faith is confident expectation for that what we cannot see is more solid and real than the material universe. Or put it in another way, faith views God as more real than the material universe he created. And that's where our faith is. We cannot see God. It's our trust that he is there. It is the actions that he takes to show us that he's there, that we grab hold of. But faith is more than conviction of reality of the facts that God has unveiled. faith also exists as response to those facts. And that's what it is. We believe it, we respond to it. We trust God. Here's another aspect of faith. Faith enables us to walk with God even when visible rewards of seeking Him are delayed. There are times where God holds off because He's asking us to trust Him. Now we know, and especially in this day and age, as human beings, we just love instant rewards all the time. And we are certainly in an instant society. I know baby boomers like myself, we're used to having to take our time, understanding it, but this day and age, everything is instant. And people's thinkings have gotten instant. And if it doesn't happen now, but that's not the way God works with us, does He? There are times where He makes us wait to build our trust in Him. So the reality check is here is going back and let me read verse 6 again. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Says it right there. We must believe that He exists. We must understand that He will reward us if we seek Him. Faith is focused confidence in a person who not only exists, but who seeks a personal relationship with us. How many religions around the world is man trying to reach to God? In Christianity, it's God reaching to man. He wants a relationship with us. But we must believe that He exists. And He will show us if we have that faith. When we are willing to accept as fact what God's word says, and in response reach out to seek and to experience relationship with Him, then we have begun to live by faith. And then we will be rewarded. What is living by faith? Accepting as fact the truth that we cannot touch or feel or see, and then act upon them. And you see that especially here in the 11th chapter. The second portion here that I have is on the examples of faith. You can, if you want, take the Pew Bible, and you can see the other 34 verses, what they're talking about. What I am going to do here is actually to just summarize it. I got this from a study guide way back when, and I kind of like it, and I had put it originally in here. And as I just said, I didn't read the other because we'd be here a long time reading this chapter. It's good, but here's something for you. Again, as I previously had stated that this chapter is often called the Hall of Faith, Bible scholars stated this. You need to come here you need to come here often and linger long, that your faith may become strong in the Lord Jesus. For in this scripture, we get a view of the history of Israel and the church, as it was written by faith in the blood of the saints. They worshiped by faith as Abel. They walked by faith as Enoch. And if you see in there, it says that Enoch did not taste death. God translated him directly to heaven because of his faith and his walk in God. They worked by faith as Noah. Noah was asked to build an ark in the middle of, I don't think there's any water near where he was, a boat, because it was going to rain. They knew nothing about rain. It hadn't rained up until that time. If I remember correctly, it says that water just percolated from the ground, but God said it is going to rain. And by faith, Noah for many, many years with his sons built this ark. And he worked hard to build it and create it because he had faith in God. They lived by faith as Abraham and Sarah, who just packed up and left home and headed off for somewhere else. Didn't know where they were going, but Abraham knew God was telling him he had a place for him and that God would let him know when he got there. Now you talk about faith. They followed by faith as Isaac and Jacob. They governed by faith as Moses. Wow. One man and a whole group of people. I believe somewhere in the order of maybe close to 2 million in all, with children and in all. And he governed by faith. He trusted God to give him what he needed to watch over those people. They fought by faith as Joshua. Joshua took the reins over from Moses and was told to go into the land and conquer it. And by faith, he moved forward. They protected by faith as Rahab. Rahab, a prostitute in Jericho, but yet she saw something in these spies that came into the town. And she protected them and made sure they got out safely. And for that, when the walls of Jericho fell down, she was rescued by God, not killed in the action. And she even is in the lineage of Jesus because of her faith in what she saw and her willingness to take a chance and protect the spies. They conquered by faith as Gideon. 300 men against an army, and God used them in a special way that they conquered an army that was probably 10, 20 times larger or more than them. But Gideon stood by faith that God would help him conquer that army. They subdued kingdoms by faith as David. David took the throne. He built up Israel. He conquered the lands around so that they were secure for the nation Israel as God had promised. They closed the mouths of lions by faith as Daniel. They tricked Daniel, the other ones. They were jealous of the great work he was doing because he was doing it with God's power. He's standing by God. And he would not change his ways. He always prayed to God. He knew they had done this, I can't think of the word right now, but what the king order that they were not to praise anybody but the king, and yet Daniel knew he was taking a chance, and for that he was thrown in the lion's den. But as you read the story, you see how God protected him because of his faithfulness to continue to look to God. And then there's the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's their Babylonian name. I forgot to write down what their Jewish names were. But remember, they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "You can throw us in here, and if we burn up, we burn up. We will not go against our God." And how God protected them. As Nebuchadnezzar looked into it, all of a sudden he saw a fourth person in that fire. And he said it looked like the Son of God was with them. And when they came out, they didn't even smell like they had been in a fire. They weren't singed. There's no smell of smoke on them. And God was faithful to them to go through this trial of fire because they would not bend to Nebuchadnezzar's order. They suffered by faith as Paul. You read through all the epistles that Paul wrote. You can look in the book of Acts because a lot of that is about Paul. What he went through. He was stoned. He was whipped. And he was so beat up one time they thought he was dead and threw him outside the village. He was imprisoned. but he stood fast because he realized who God was. It's interesting that initially he was against God. He was fighting the Christians. He wanted to get rid of them. And then God turned him around. And I think all that he went through prior as Saul was a solid foundation for what he knew needed to be done as an apostle of Christ, and suffered through that because he knew what was ahead for him. And even they died by faith as Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Now, these last two you won't see in this Hebrews 11, but in the latter part, it talks about different things that the faithful had gone through. By faith, they were patient in suffering, courageous in battle, made strong out of weakness, and were victorious in defeat. They were more than conquerors by faith. It is only by faith that in the all-powerful Christ, that you can be superior to circumstances and victorious over all the evil forces that would destroy you. And we do have the evil forces around us. The author says in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The faith of the saints inspire us, but we look to Jesus as our example of faith. Not only that, we look to him as our Savior. What he did on the cross, how he went through that crucifixion, died, and was resurrected to have victory over sin and death. Faith is no guarantee of earthly success, though faith has won great victories. What acts of faith do guarantee is that we will please God and ultimately be rewarded by him. We may not see it in this life, but if we are faithful to him, he will be faithful to us when we meet him in heaven. Faith does not guarantee anyone a life free of stress or pain. Many over the millennia have suffered and even died for their faith. Yet faith won for each one the commendation of God. When we believe that God will fulfill his promises, even though we don't see those promises materializing yet, we demonstrate our faith. We trust that God will keep his promises. We are fortunate that we see him doing it. We actually visibly can see him take care of us. But there's promises that we know he will do it no matter what we see, feel, or sense around us. Faith's bedrock foundation is belief that when God speaks, it will happen. Maybe not when we want it to, but it will happen. If he says he will take care of us, he will. We sometimes have to deal with struggling through something, but he is faithful, and we just trust him. He will show us. There is a silver lining in that dark cloud, and he is good to us. So as we've seen here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, he defines faith and then presents examples to encourage us to hold fast to our confession of faith. We do need examples. We need to see that we're not alone in the struggles. And I think that's what Paul did to the Hebrews that he was writing to that were scattered around, showing them, here's some examples of people who had faith in God, who stood by him. And many of these were prior to Christ even coming. We have something special. We have Jesus Christ in our lives because we are living past the time of his death and resurrection. A lot of these people did not have that. They had God, but they were faithful. And there's still people that we need to look up to need to look at and see just how strong their faith was, that we can have it as well. In closing, let me repeat what I said at the beginning of this portion of my sermon about this chapter. You need to come here often and linger long. that your faith may become strong in the Lord Jesus. For in this scripture, we get a view of the history of Israel and the church as it was written by faith in the blood of the saints. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much that our Lord Jesus came to earth to die, to take our sins upon himself, because we are sinners, and without it, we cannot go to heaven. But he not only died on the cross, but he rose again from the grave to prove your power over death and sin, and that we now can have everlasting life through him. Help us to realize what we need in our lives for this faith that keeps us walking with you, Lord, that we trust you to watch over us, even in the hard times. We know that you are there. We may not feel you, but you are there. And we just thank you and praise you for your word and all that you do for us. And we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you again for tuning in. If you enjoyed this message, we'd love if you would join us at the First Baptist Church in Coleraine for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. We are located at 79 Foundry Village Road in Coleraine, Massachusetts. Hope to see you soon. God bless.